You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Longtime songwriter and musician Tom Chapin visits Syracuse later this week, along with his daughters, the Chapin Sisters, for a concert with a cause. WAER's Chris Bolt got to talk with Chapin, along with Live Space Entertainment's Tom Honan and Lynn High of Food Bank of Central New York. The concert will raise funds to help fight a problem the Chapin family has been concerned about for decades.
Well, it started in our family. My late older brother, the great singer-songwriter Harry Chapin, and he always said the great thing about being a quote star is you have a bully pulpit, and just being a rock star is pretty boring. But maybe you can, you know, achieve some change. And he, in 1975. Along with Bill Ayers, founded an organization called Why Hunger. And that's 40-some years ago, and Why Hunger is still doing wonderful work. So listening to him talk about the hunger stuff, you know, these were benefits concerts. Sometimes obtuse younger brother, it kind of filtered through that this is a world that can feed itself. This is a country that can feed itself, I don't know, 10 or 12 times over. And yet, in America, there's something like 40 million people who are at risk every week of not being able to eat. And something like that, something like 15 million children are in that situation. And that, Harry felt, was unconscionable. It was just a crime and that it needed to be addressed. And so he founded this organization trying to put hungry people in touch with food and help them towards self-reliance.
And it seems like the focus of the organization is not just about nutrition. It's about social justice and building community, et cetera. It's pretty holistic.
Well, one of the things you realize trying to eradicate hunger is that just food banks don't solve it. It's a systemic problem, and I'm sure Lynn can tell you more than I can, but Why Hunger talks about growing grassroots power and social justice and advocating for the right to food. You know, we believe that everybody has a right to eat.
There is food for everyone. Father, daughter, mother, son. There's enough for everyone in our green.
Now, Lynn High is with us from Food Bank of Central New York. Lynn, obviously the things you're hearing represent needs in our area as well.
There's thousands of people. We service 11 counties in upstate New York, so central New York, northern New York, part of the Mohawk Valley, and everybody sees hunger. You know, you hear so many people talking about that it's an urban problem, and what they don't realize is hunger touches every community, whether it's rural, suburban, urban areas. There's so many people. I mean, 30% of people that are going to the Emergency Food Network are children under the age of 18. 15% are senior citizens. There are 16% veterans. The face of hunger is so different than what your typical face of hunger may be.
Tom, I just wanted to touch on the food sources, farms, for instance. And you and I, for the past couple of years, you were coming up here to do the Farm Fest with us. And I wonder if you can talk about your experience with farms and bridging that gap between fresh farm food and how to prepare fresh food as opposed to fast foods.
Well, it's really an education process, and once someone, a mother, a family, a child, learns the taste of fresh food as opposed to you know packaged stuff, there's no going back.
Apple should be not far from the tree where it ripens in the fall. Locally grown and locally eaten is globally good, good.
The real thing is about nutrition, you know, really good, nutritious food, and amplifying and working toward advocating for the right kind of food. Lynn sounds like she's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, we actually at the food bank we have a handful of dietitians and clinicians that are on our staff. That work through a program called Just Say Yes to Fruits and Vegetables. And throughout the entire year, they're going out to our partner agencies, so the food pantries, the soup kitchens, and they are, you know, bringing those fresh produce items to people for letting them to try them. First time, it might be the first time they're ever trying, say, a Hubbard squash. Giving easy to create recipes for people that, you know, maybe are getting a lot of their groceries from a food pantry.
Is globally good, good, good for us.
I want to just talk a minute about this event. This is the kind of event that I absolutely love, which is, you know, you can hear great songs, well sung, emotional, fun, energizing songs. But it's not a proselytizing thing. We're not going to be sitting there giving you a whole lot of political stuff. But the money, the energy, all goes to a really good cause. This is the kind of thing that just energizes me and my daughters, and reminds me very much of my brother Harry's career.
Mm-hmm. Tom, you and I have done a number of shows over the many years, and what I've noticed is a lot of your shows bring out different generations. There's always families coming out to your shows, and you sprinkle in the Harry songs and your stories and your own songs. I'm looking forward to this with Lily and Abigail on the bill, because I think that is going to reinforce the multi-generational aspect of your shows.
Well, I feel blessed to be doing what I do, and the evening will be that kind of recognition of stories about our lives.
What is it like looking across the stage and seeing your daughters who are awesome, and you know, their music is out there, they've done several albums, you know, it's not just tagging along, they have their own career.
After concerts, people always say, you know, the best thing was watching you watch your daughters. It's a little hard not to get to just well up a little bit for me.
Sure.
They're such great singers, and they moved to L.A. We grew up in New York, and in the Hudson Valley, they did, and I grew up in the city. They went west, and for 6 years kind of invented themselves, not in daddy's shadow, you know.
Child, I didn't know it was you. Child, 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 I read your love letter. Child.
Well, they wrote a song, speaking of there was an environmental march here in New York two or three summers ago.
Right.
Half a million people came. They started doing the old kind of, you know, rallying songs, Which Side Are You On, and all these songs. And they said, well, we ought to write one. So they wrote a song called We Will Not Stop. I think is a new anthem. We will not stop singing, we will not stop marching, we will not, till the whole world hears a song. I think each individual is individual. Everybody has their own things, but I think the music draws, you know. There's something very magical. You know, I'm now in my 70s and feel really blessed to do what I do. There's something so magical about a concert in which people get a chance to sing along.
All my life's a circle.
Sunrise and sundown, sunrise and sundown. Well, Tom Chapin, thank you very much for spending the time with us. We're looking forward to Tom Chapin and the Chapin Sisters coming up at the Palace Theater in Syracuse, and benefits to support the Food Bank of Central New York. Lynn High, thanks for being here, too.
Thank you so much.
Great talking to you all. Thank you so much. So looking forward to this event.
The years keep rolling by.
Not a harmony, the years keep rolling by.
And the years keep on rolling, rolling by. Bye, 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 bye.
Tom Chapin with the Chapin Sisters performed this Saturday at the Palace Theater to benefit the food bank. More information on the concert and an extended interview with Chapin are on our website, waer.org. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website. And while you're there, you can help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at waer.org.